Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Welcome back to The Takeaway. It's Todd Zwillick with you today. Connecticut has a problem. The poor schools are doing much worse than the rich schools in that state. This isn't unique to Connecticut. It's one of the country's biggest educational issues. How do you make sure that all children, regardless of socioeconomic status, get a good education? Groups have successfully sued states to force more equitable funding in the past, but a recent decision from a judge in Connecticut went a lot further. Last week, the judge from the state's superior court ordered the state to completely overhaul its educational system, change the way the school districts are funded, but also graduation requirements and teacher evaluations are being overhauled. Up until now, almost every teacher in Connecticut got favorable ratings, even as many students failed. Garth Harries is a superintendent of New Haven Public Schools. He says his school district needs more than just money.
We are one of the three large urban districts in Connecticut and one of the Alliance districts, which is one of those the districts in the state that have the highest poverty. We have about 47 schools, 22,000 students, about 80% of students meeting poverty threshold in the school district, and about 85% minority students.
So you're a district that may have been clamoring for more equity here. What would an overhaul look like as far as you're concerned in your ideal world now that you have a chance to remake things here?
Yeah, we absolutely have been and been a party to the CGF lawsuit from the very start. You know, from our end, you know, I am proud of the work that we've done with the resources that we have. We've done the very best that we can. But for me, and I think this is reflected in the ruling, it's equity, it's transparency, it's predictability around the funding. We know that our students come to school with a host of needs that interfere with their ability to access education, social, emotional, physical, just community oriented needs. And, you know, for us, that means we need to be making significant investments in supporting not just the prototypical academic learning or the stereotypical academic learning, but also a range of other needs. There are lots of variety of different funding streams that have tried to address this. They haven't reached the level that they need to. So there's a baseline that is just sort of more funding. But I also think it's important how that comes to us. Oftentimes we have well-intended small pots of money that end up being very complicated to implement. And so my hope is that there's a real integration around the funding that enables districts like ours to put the pieces together in the ways that our students need it most, and the money doesn't come with a lot of strings attached to it ultimately. And finally, I'd say predictable. You know, 1 year is great, but we need to know what's coming in future years so we can really plan around it.
And the funding for a school district like yours, I'm sure, is very complicated, as you suggested there. Is financial equity the only problem here overall? I ask that because Connecticut is a state where far richer communities have excellent schools. I mean, there are schools in Connecticut, public schools, that are really, really good. There are districts like yours that really, really struggle. Is this, when it comes down to it, a question of money?
Well, then I want to be clear. We actually have, I would say, great schools here in New Haven and great classrooms and educators who do a great job, even, you know, serving the most challenged populations. You know, all that said, I do not believe that money is the silver bullet. It's not the only answer. You know, we need to be making the right choices about how we use those resources. You know, we need to be thoughtful about the kinds of ways that we engage students. Frankly, for students in New Haven, you know, if we just implement an educational model like has been in place since the 1930s in some communities, that's not going to work for our students. They don't feel engaged by that. It's not purposeful. It's not supportive. It's not meaningful to them. So, you know, we need to be thinking about what we're doing with the resources. We need to be partnering effectively with parents and the community. So those are, you know, I think of that's not financial resources, but those are the other institutions that are here in New Haven that can support our students. So no, money is not the silver bullet, but it's clearly an important part of the equation.
And what are parents saying to you now about this opportunity for a fresh start? What do they want to see specifically from you as you join the battle here to remake the system, bring more money in, and change the way things are done in Connecticut?
Well, I mean, so I would say I don't think the verdict has I don't think a lot of parents are aware fully of the verdict yet. I think that will happen more as the state makes its decisions about how it's going to implement. But what I can tell you is the parents in New Haven are focused on this issue of equity. It is something that has been an active conversation with our parent leaders. It's something that's been an active conversation even just within the district. And what does that mean? I mean, at the end of the day, for a parent, what equity means is that their student has the same kind of opportunity to succeed in college, career, and life as students in suburban communities. So it's sort of a broader meaning of equity even than I think is sometimes used. But those parents are very conscious of the need for resources, the things that their students need. And again, I think they would celebrate many of the things that have happened in New Haven over the years in order to do the best with the resources that we have. But, you know, I think they're conscious that of the gap that exists between the opportunities that students have here and the opportunities they have in suburban communities.
A judge in Connecticut has ruled that that state is not meeting students' constitutional right to equal access to education, has ordered an overhaul to the state's entire education funding system. Garth Harries is superintendent of New Haven Public Schools. Thanks so much, Garth.
You're welcome. Thank you.